Pepsi Max and KFC are bringing you free delivery on UEFA Champions League match nights. To get stuck in, order a bottle of Pepsi Max with your KFC football feast, a tasty lineup of original recipe chicken, fries, sides, and a bottle of no sugar refreshment. It's time for more goals, more excitement, and a football feast fit for a champion. Only with Pepsi Max, proud sponsor of the UEFA Champions League. Terms and conditions apply, 18 plus only, available on Uber Eats account required. Use promo code Pepsi Max, one word, max one free delivery per account.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Janin better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
The incredible, edible Matthew sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Lordess, the Lordess of the Rings.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Yale Bravs. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi. Hi.
Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie.
I can see you, Ben.
I can see me too, and I'm not happy with what I see. I'm seeing crazy hair. I'm seeing pudge around the jawline where there wasn't pudge. Oh, quarantine, why do you do such terrible things to my face?
I don't know, you know, like I'm so sick of complaining about it, but I'm not sick of eating pizza, so it's gonna be trouble. Look, here it's gonna be I'm already in jogging pants every day because I can't fit into any pants.
Like,
if somebody dies, I'm gonna have to go to your funeral in jogging pants. Sorry, that's just the way it is.
Sorry,
suckers. Okay, so today is Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Day. Hi, everybody. We're on Crappens on Demand. I think we said that, but come see us. We're on video. Hi. We would like to say thank you guys for still being with us and laughing through these crazy times, okay? You can find our other shows. I do Rose Pricks, which is a Bachelor podcast. That's been super fun. And Ben does a podcast called Game Brain, and he does a cartoon called The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, okay? You can find it on Instagram or on YouTube. Ben, what's the Instagram handle for that?
Real Housewares.
There you go.
There you go.
And we are shouting out some small businesses to help our Geraldines out there in this crazy world. Keep getting your coin through COVID. Mm-hmm. This one is for our very special Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
Yeah, Shannon.
Shannon is owns a hair salon, hairdressing and all that. You know, people with hair. I know you guys get it. She has a website called bloomonmain.com. That's bloom, B-L-O-O-M, on Main, like the street, .com. Yeah. And you can find all sorts of really good, high-quality hair care products there to order online. And you can use the discount code CRAPPENS25 for 25% off their entire order. Okay? So go to Bloom on Main.
Yeah, and Shannon was kind enough to send my household some Oribe product, because last time when we mentioned this, I was like, what's Oribe? So she sent it, and it's adorable. Comes in amazing packaging. And I will tell you one thing. My boyfriend is really, like, it does amazing things for his hair. So thank you, Shannon. Here's another, speaking of hair, here's another one. This is from Stephanie, and she is the founder of Terre and Botanique, a plant-based Afro-texture hair care line. Everything is made from almost 100% plants. It's small batch and handmade, and she's been making these products for herself for almost 2 years. And when she saw how healthy her hair and scalp had become, she decided to start selling them. So that is great. The products can be found at terreandbotanique.com. By the way, that's TerreandBotanique, Terre and Botanique, or on Instagram, Terre and Botanique. So thank you, Stephanie. A lot of great options for people's hair. Why not just get it all? Get it all and you know, play with your hair and have fun with it. But definitely thank you. Thank you, Stephanie. And also, we should mention, in case you couldn't tell, that Stephanie's business is a Black-owned female business. So we love giving that a boost.
Yes, and we are doing Hair Day because it's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and that's all this cast cares about. It's your fucking hair.
Hair are you? Oribe.
The new housewife Oribe won't be open. Just be open or get out, Oribe.
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills in Rome.
And we start with our very dramatic Beverly Hills music. Dong, 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 dong. Pacifico. We're at Restaurante Pacifico.
So we are still in the wake of what happened last week, which was when Denise said that Brandy has been saying that she's had sex with someone at the table. And everyone's like, what? Huh? So she just dropped that bombshell.
Yeah, everyone's piping mad. And Kyle's bangs are super mad. They're like, mm-hmm. I'm really struggling with that whole saying she had sex with someone in this group thing. I just don't believe she said that. And Brenda's like, yeah, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. And Denise is like, listen to me. The chick gets so drunk. No, I don't think she's ever said it. So don't you put it out there, baby. Don't you put it out there.
Why Rinna is angrier about that than anything that Brandy said, and Brandy is such an unreliable witness as well. Yes. But Rinna is much more angry about this. I'd be pissed if I were Denise.
Yes, it's pretty hypocritical. They're like, how dare you put that out there into the world? You just put out there into the world that she cheated on her husband.
Yeah, with Brandy.
On national television. Fuck you guys.
Yeah. So Teddy's like, hi, Detective Teddy here. Where are all these conversations happening if you don't really know her? Hi, I'm Teddy. You just got Teddied. Yeah, think about that. You can't have any conversations with someone you don't know very well.
Yeah.
Caught ya.
Gotcha. And Denise is like, no, Teddy. She's like, yeah, but, you know, you say you don't want a relationship with her because she's a loose cannon, but you are talking to her. You're talking to her. So that's something. She's like, Teddy, she called me. All right, she called me. Well, you answered the phone.
You answered. Oh, okay. You answered.
Then I'm Bernie, okay? I'm Bernie, because fucking Bernie campaign calls me all the time. He ain't even running for anything. He'll still call me. So does that make me Bernie? It doesn't matter if you answer the fucking phone, you twit.
Direct. I must be best friends with DirecTV because they're always calling about something or another.
Yeah,
you know?
Teddy. God, Teddy's so annoying. I wish Denise would just say, Teddy, I don't even like you. I'm not talking to you. The only person I said anything truthful about was you. I don't like you. I don't want you talking to me. Shut up. You have no business even speaking to me.
It's also possible over the span of 6 months or so to like have one or two phone calls with someone and it still is perfectly truthful to say, I don't really talk to that person. Like I know someone. I have a friend named Amy. She lives in Culver City. I see her at parties. She came to my birthday party once. She's really lovely. We follow each other on Instagram. I don't really talk to her. Yeah. I don't talk to her. You know what? So what? Who cares? So what?
Yeah, so Teddy's like, well, you're friendly enough because you're talking. Shut up, Teddy. Also, you know who else needs to shut up? Kyle's earrings. Okay, Kyle, with your long, swinging, like, string of diamond earrings, your earrings need to shut up. Also,
I feel like those diamonds are trying to get away in slow motion. It's like a trail of diamonds trying to, like... Just trying to get away from our ears.
Mario. We love Super Mario. They look like those long sticks of flames that like swing around.
Yeah. They do. Like in the dungeon in Bowser's Castle. Of course, Kyle would have like. Kyle would like her look would be Bowser's Castle.
Yeah. Also, I noticed in this episode, I don't know why I didn't notice this before. Where the fuck is Denise even filming her interview sessions? Is she in Aaron's office? Because she's sitting in front of like two kind of office waiting room chairs facing each other. And then behind her are two plexiglass offices and one's lit with like pink lights in it.
Mm, yeah.
I kind of liked it once I saw that she was just in Aaron's office. She's like, fuck this shit. You can't even come in my house.
Well, we're not going to show Big Pharma what the inside of our house looks like. That's for sure.
Yeah, that was probably the conversation.
Yeah. So, Dorit is basically like,
Coyle and Teddy are not very fond of Denise. And so, is it possible?
And she does that thing that Dorit does when she's coming to like a salient point where she starts to like put like one shoulder forward and go,
is it possible that they're quick to believe the worst about Denise? Is it possible?
And then she gives one jazz hand so you'll really believe it. Is it possible?
A little touch.
It's funny. I just watched Sweet Charity last night. So
yeah, it's like, very Fosse.
Fosse things are like very top of mind for me.
Yeah.
Guys, somebody loves me, guys.
And Denise is like, what's the fucking issue, Teddy? All right. She's like, to me, the issue is what you're saying doesn't fully add up. Because you're saying you wanted to distance yourself, but then you have her come to your work set to do an interview on your set. I'm doing quotations right now so that what I'm saying holds more weight, okay?
It's like, this was early in their friendship. It's not a big deal. I mean, Denise is like, what, to do an interview? That's a different situation, you dumb fuck. Because it was. Listen, if you don't like someone, you're not going to invite them to your set to do an interview. But I fully believe at this point they were friendly, and it just wasn't a crazy thing to do.
So Dorit's like, well, that was a different situation because they weren't getting blasted, isn't it? No, Dorit, they were getting... Dorit's just not even paying attention. She's just focusing on her, like, spirit fingers. And Rinna's like, well...
Different situation.
I mean, it's Brad Glanville, okay? And Teddy's like, oh, I mean, come on. And she's like, but Rinna, we also share an agent, Rinna. Come on, all right? We share an agent.
Oh, man, I would fire that agent. If that agent caused me to get into this pickle in the tabloids and on TV, goodbye, agent. So yes. Long.
And Teddy's like, oh, yeah, because there's a relationship. There is a friendship. There's a relationship. God, fucking Teddy is infuriating.
And Dorit has to explain it. Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, it's just like,
guys, Denise is not saying that she did not have communication with Brandy. She's just saying that she was on good terms with Brandy. Jazz hand, to make the point. Jazz hand. And when they did the podcast, that's why she came on the podcast. They were on good terms, guys.
Yeah, I love Dorit trying to set down a timeline, you know? Because in Dorit's mind, she's like, Brandy came to her, so she can't be guilty, because Brandy traveled to her. It's like, what are you, you guys are all missing the point. So Teddy's like, well, that's what we're concerned about, because if we can't get the whole story, then it's only Brandy's fault. It's Brandy's fault, and Brandy brought up these things. I have a lot of quotations, okay? Because I am a honest person. Here, quotations, quote, been little bunny foo-foo hopping through a forest, related. Relationship. You have a relationship.
If Teddy, I hope Teddy holds Brandy to the same fire that she's holding Denise, because Teddy allegedly doesn't know Brandy at all, and yet she has taken everything that Brandy has said face value, and anything that Denise has said, she has questioned like a million times. You know, admittedly, Denise does not defend herself very well, but I mean, I'm sure if you question Brandy just as hard, you'll find holes in her story as well.
Well, Brandy is basically the John Blizzard of this season, right? Because John Blizzard comes to Teddy, tells her all of this stuff. Teddy decides to bring it all out on camera. Teddy is the one to bring it all out on camera.
Yeah, she falls for every time.
And then she's going to, like, turn, you know, on Brandy and still try and make Brandy, like, you know, the worst, even though John Blizzard was terrible, too. So,
yeah.
It's just kind of, you know, repeating patterns, which is why it's funny when later, when Denise is like, you know, when someone shows me a repeating pattern about themselves, I'm like, what do you are a repeating pattern. You take some shit and try and ruin someone's life and get them off the show, which you've done twice now. And you lie about shit constantly. So you, there's your pattern.
Literally, your entire career is about establishing repeating patterns for people. Okay? Like, yes. Please check in because today is the time when you have to
send out daily dings to make sure that people are on a pattern of not eating over 500 calories a day.
Seriously. So Denise is like, okay, well then fuck all this background then. Did I say anything about you guys? No, I did not. She's the one who said things actually about you that I agreed with. But either way, she is the one who said all those terrible things that I maybe added on to a little bit. But she started it.
I know. I love that Denise is like half honest with them, but then honest with the audience. It cracks me up.
Yeah.
Like I'll tell you guys the truth, but fuck those bitches. You know? Yeah. So she's like, I don't care anymore. And Garcelle's like, you gotta care. You've gotta care. I mean, Denise, stand up for yourself. Come on. This is her time to stand up for herself. And it doesn't seem like it's going the right way, really.
No. So then this is when Rinna does one of her classic pronouncements.
It feels dirty. It feels dirty. It feels dirty. Dirty. It's not clean. It's not clean. It's no dirty is. It's not clean. Okay. You see a clean place. You know what the clean place is? It's not here. This is dirty. It's dirty. It feels dirty. How
Wipe
are
it
you,
down.
Dirt? How are you?
Get some Lysol wipes. Wipe it down. It's dirty over here. It's like a telephone in a Hilton. Am I right?
Someone's not being honest. I'm not gonna say who it is, but I'll just stare right into her face. The woman who was in Wild Things is not being honest.
So Rinna's like, it's so hard to sit here and watch Denise Richards dance around and deflect. Denise, you chose to sit here, Denise. You chose to sit here. Now you sit here and you own it or you go away. You sit here or you leave, Denise.
Says the woman who a second ago, Denise was like, well, Brandy said that one of you guys had sex with her. I don't believe it. I choose not to believe that. Like, what's happened to sitting there and owning it?
She's like screaming. She's way too mad about this. What is she supposed to own up to? Sleeping with Brandy or saying that Teddy's boring?
I know.
I don't even think they know anymore what they want her to say.
I wish Denise would just say, you know what? I didn't say that, but I wish I did. Okay, because that would be a really refreshing thing.
Yes, exactly. So she yells at her, and then it just cuts to Erica plumping her hair, because that's all she really cares about. You know, Erica's like,
well, I still look good, so.
Yeah. Erica keeps doing her pigeon stare.
Huh. Cuckoo.
So Denise is like, Lisa, you're being very rude right now. And so Garcelle asks him, like, why are you guys choosing to believe Brandy over Denise? Like, you have more of a relationship with Denise. And Kyle goes, actually, and she goes, excuse me for a second. Can I finish, Kyle? And she's like, oh, okay. And she starts eating. Now, Garcelle hates that Kyle interrupts her. So now Garcelle is just going to interrupt whatever Kyle tries to say. And it's so good.
I know. It makes me very, very happy. And by the way, let's not overlook the fact that Rinna also said, also screamed at Denise, Denise, if you don't want to be here, if you don't want to be here, then go, okay? If you don't want to be here, then go!
Skip over it. I just rolled my chair back and screamed it across the room 10 times.
Oh, I pulled a Ronnie.
You did. You just got Ronnied right now.
Oh, I thought you did the part where she said, own it. You have to own it or whatever. Like, you have to, like,
Go, just go.
So she's losing it, and Kyle's like angrily eating, and Garcelle's like, well, I don't know, Brandy. I'm just going by what I see in the press, but why are you taking her side over someone you hang out with all the time? I just don't get it. And Kyle goes, well, I'm not taking a side. I'm well, you know, you're believing everything. I was trying to say, well, you're believing it, though. Now she's not going to let Kyle finish his sentence. Love it.
Yeah, makes me so happy. I love that that's, like, coming full circle for her. She's like, two can play at that game, Kyle. And one of us can do it without terrible bangs.
So Kyle's like, well, look, it's not about believing Brandy or Denise. I mean, only you guys know, but... Well, so where do we go from here, then? Where do we go from here, Kyle? Where do we go? And Teddy's like, well, I'm in a place... Teddy, no one is friends with you. Why are you the only one to speak on this over and over again? No one likes you. Be quiet. And there, I said it.
Yes, now featured on the cover of No One Cares Quarterly, Teddy with the caption, I'm in a place where I can be cool. and be fine. But my guard's up. My guard's up. So I'm going to proceed with caution. I'm going to proceed with caution. Like, okay. Literally, like you are proceeding with caution on a road that no one's even on. Okay? Like, no one cares how fast your car is going because we're all on the highway.
Yes, and this is where she goes into her whole, oh, well, she's contradicting herself all the time, and once somebody has repeatedly proven a pattern to me, I'm not going to continue to hope for change, okay? I'm going to wait for them to cheat on their diet and then charge them thousands of dollars for not making it through the plan, and that's called accountability. Cha-ching!
Yeah, seriously. So, yeah, Dorit's basically like,
guys, we can just take it slow. There's no reason why we have to be friends right now. We can just take it slow, and I can tell you all about my new room at Buca di Beppo. Oh, we got changed locations. We're going to our own Buca di Beppo room now, are we? No?
We're the plastic lemons. This ain't no Buca di Beppo. I'll give it that.
So they have to move over to a separate part of the bar or whatever. And Eric is like, all right, let me ask you this.
Did you tell Brandon I'm an ice bitch or what? Just tell me the truth. I can take it. What, are you going to beat me, Aaron?
And Denise goes, I swear on my mother's grave. All right. They're like, oh, don't do that. No.
Don't do that. No. Don't do that, Denise. No. No.
And you know that her mother's probably like cremated or something and sitting on the the mantle.
Like, there's no
like
grave.
She's found a way to get around it. I will swear on my mother's grave. She goes, I am not lying. Brandy is lying. She's fucking lying. She said it. I would never say that. And then Lisa's just like,
she's like in the middle of like a semi-formed Macarena. Like,
oh, Macarena! How are you, Macarena?
I always think of Lisa being in, white evangelical church, like, where I grew up. Just, like, everything the preacher, the ladies are always like, oh, isn't that the truth? Just like, it's like you're just having a gossip session with Jesus. Like, oh my, no, you are so right, Pastor.
Jesus, were people doing cocaine at your last dinner? Okay, Judas.
So after now, Denise has said, like, she's sworn on her mother's grave that she did not say that about Erica. Then Denise tells us, I mean, Brandy said to me, and, you know, Brandy said, I heard that Erica was really cold to you, and I agreed with it. That's all. I mean, I said, yeah, she's icy. But I didn't say that she's an icy bitch. I agreed that she was icy, which is different. It's different.
And as if hearing it, Rin is like, ha, looking at the sky. So Erica's like, all right, so let me confirm with you that Brandy said that Teddy, I just love to hear this over and over again, all right,
Brandy said that Teddy was desperate to be part of this group, but she's a loser, and she rides her father's coattails because she's a loser who's desperate to be in this group on coattails that she rides because she's pathetic, all right, anybody gonna stop me? Just stop me.
And again, Denise is like, no, it was Brandy who said all the Teddy stuff about the coattails. And Teddy's like, well, why didn't you bring it up last night? You just got teddied, okay? Accountability coach, I'm holding you accountable.
And the editors hate Teddy so much, they put in the clip again of Teddy going, well, so I heard that you said that I'm pathetic and that I'm desperate to be a part of this group.
No, it's just the internet that said that. So then Denise goes, well, actually, I said worse shit about Teddy than what Brandy said, so I'm confused that wasn't what came out. So she's denying that she said the most benign shade.
So funny.
Commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Kyle's like, Kyle comes back from the bathroom and she's like, what's happening? What's happening here? Rinda's like, I don't know what to believe. I mean, what? Arms in the air, slapping my chest. Whoa. What do I believe?
So Denise is like, well, I've been so fucking honest and then some, okay? Like, I would have sex with my honesty right now if it had a dick the size of Aaron's, if you know what I'm saying, okay?
So she starts crying and Rinda's like, all right. Okay.
All right. And Erica's like, you know, I had fun with Denise. Like, Denise, I think she's a good time.
And then we see all the wacky times that Erica's had with Denise, where she's like,
wow, you're a Bond girl coming out of the ocean. Hey, you know what? Are you and Aaron fucking? That's like porn to me.
I'm like, is that the only... That's so sad that that's the only thing you can come up with for your, like, deep friendship from the Real
exactly.
Housewives of Beverly Hills.
She's like, but if she's calling me a cold-hearted bitch, well, I think I've been nice to her. I mean, it leaves me in a strange place. I'm like,
the thing is, Denise is not the only one who said this. Like, everyone says this. This is what this is everyone's read
it.
On her.
Erica
yeah.
says it about herself. You wore a fucking funeral outfit complete with a veil last time. So Garcelle's like, all right, well, oh, because Rena's like, you know what? Here, this is what I do at group events. Let's play a game. Anyone else want to be honest? Anyone else? Anyone else want to be honest? And Garcelle's like, all right, well, let's throw it off Denise. In my opinion, all right, Lisa, this is just my opinion. When we took that dance class and I asked you if you felt that your dancing affected your daughter's body image in any way, and Rena's like, furious laughter. This is called furious. Botox vein popping out of my temple. I'm furious right now.
Rena was not expecting that turnaround. She thought she was out of the fray, you know?
Wow. I was surprised by this turnaround, too, because I've seen people fighting about it online all week. And I'm like, what? Because Lisa Rena posted on her Instagram a bunch of pill emojis and stuff like that. And it was a video where she's dancing in, like, Spanx or something, like some kind of shapewear. And she's like, oh, well, you know, watch out, trigger warning, because me dancing like this causes people anorexia. It causes them to have anorexia, which not what Garcelle is saying. She's not saying that you caused your daughter's anorexia. She's saying you have an anorexic daughter, so do you think that maybe it affects her that you're dancing around in her underwear? I don't think she's saying that you caused her anorexia, but okay, take it however you want, because it's Housewives.
Yeah, pretty much. And Garcelle's sort of, she's still trying to be like, you know, I mean, she's like, I'm not the mother of a daughter, so I can't really say as a mother of a daughter that I wouldn't do that. But I would say that I probably wouldn't do that.
Do what? Do what? Like, Dorit, completely confused. She goes, well, I don't know. I mean, you know, the dancing thing, half naked on the internet. She's like, I don't understand why that's such a bad thing. She goes, well, it's not for you to understand. I'm trying to talk to her. Okay, Kyle. Okay, Kyle Reet.
Kyle Reet.
Well, I'm trying to gain clarity because we're talking in a group. And are you talking about the Instagram videos? Is that what we're talking about now?
Yeah, dancing on Instagram in bathing suits or your underwear. And Renee goes, well, I don't think that's what caused her anorexia. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, they're so good at, like, taking one thing and turning themselves into this huge victim. Nobody said that. And now you're going to roll with that and make it bigger and bigger and bigger for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I agree. And, I mean, and let's not forget that wasn't it last week where Rena was saying, like, you know, one of the reasons why I do that dancing on Instagram in just a bikini or Spanx, it's because I know Lois is watching and she feels connected to me. Because if I don't dance, then she doesn't know it's me. So I have to dance.
You do that because Goldie Hawn did it and got a lot of likes. Okay? Give me a break. Give me a break.
Goldie Hawn goals. They don't spell... Oh, never mind. I was going to do like a Goldie Hawn with a gold... Goldie... It's a gold... Okay, anyway.
Goldie
Hawn. Moving on.
Goldie Is that what you were looking Hawn. For? Goldie Hawn.
G-O-A-L. Goldie Hawn. Thank you.
Things just are rolls not really, off the tongue, doesn't it?
Things are like not... I'm clearly not very sharp today. I obviously like missed something entirely just before. I can't even come up with a very simple goals de Hawn.
Oh, hon. I think it's pun. Just the day because I feel... Look at how puffy I am. I feel like I slept on my face. And you know why? Because I slept on my face. I can't even believe I woke up this morning. I was suffocating myself. My head's big. I have a big face. You can't sleep on my face. My head will crush it. I woke up like completely like...
I woke up this morning. The first thing I did was look at the clip on our IG of that we posted like 2 days ago of Selling Sunset, where Heather was like, "Do you know how to spell that word cahoots? Google's not working." And I think that like if you watch that the first thing in the morning, you are automatically only going to reach 25% brain capacity.
Yeah, that's what Selling Sunset does.
Oh God, it's so good. So anyway, so they're talking about this daughter thing, and Rinna's getting really mad. She's like, why would you even ask me that question? Why would you even ask me that question? As if Rinna has not probed with all the untoward questions all season long, all her whole Housewives experience long.
Yes, and Gracel's like, well, I'm not judging you per se. It was more of the situation, and I'm just being honest. And Teddy's like, well, when it comes to eating issues, we're going to pick up pieces that we're going to focus on. It could be your parents. It could be celebrities. It could be people in magazines. It's not one thing, and you can quote me. Look, I'm doing running quotes to burn some more calories because I'm not eating disordered at all. Look at that, burning calories right now in a fight with air quotes.
air quote aerobics. I have no eating issues at all, although even though I'm at Rome, I will not have dinner later this episode.
Yeah, if you want to get over eating disorders, you need to just make sure that you don't eat more than 800 calories a day, every single day, or pay thousands of dollars to Teddy, okay? This is the logic. This is the Beverly Hills logic. Yeah. And just on a serious note, for eating decisions, issues. Dun. I'm eating disordered. I talk about it all the time. I've always had an eating disorder. Does it come from my mother? Yes, because my mother has issues. My mother has eating disorder issues. Do I blame her? No. I'm an adult. Like, you, everyone's on their own path. I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, I do blame her for a lot of other stuff, but mostly as a hobby.
Yeah.
But, you know, she got that from her mother, and her mother got that from her mother. But I don't like Garcelle bringing that. I think that's a shitty thing to bring up in a Housewives fight, even though I'm Team Garcelle. But I think that's pretty shitty.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, I guess, like, in a normal situation, I would never bring it up with in front of a group of people. But when there's all this, but when there's just been so much chatter about, like, we have to be honest, we have to put it all out there. This is what we do. This is what we're paid to do. This is what she's like, okay, fine. This is something that's on my mind.
Yeah.
And
it's a valid question. You've got a daughter with a severe eating disorder. Do you think it might make her feel bad if you're dancing around in your bra and panties on? I mean, I guess I get it, but.
I'm not a doctor, and you know, my awareness of anorexia is, you know, I mean, I've had friends who've had it, etc., and like, for sure, being around, you know, like, I'm having certain visuals in your life and in your head, I'm sure impacts it, but I always got the impression that anorexia was actually more of a manifestation of like control issues and other deeper, darker things, which is not, I'm not letting Rinna off the hook or anything, but I'm just saying that, like, there, it is a little simplistic to say it's only because of what Rinna's doing. I'm not saying you're saying that either, by the way, because you weren't saying that at all.
Oh yeah, no.
But just in general, like, it's a lot. It's a whole bunch of issues. So maybe Teddy's right. Ugh.
It's just too big. But I think that Rinna, the reason we're discussing it like that is because of how Rinna is twisting it into that. Because Garcelle's not saying it's your fault. She's saying, do you think it might make your daughter feel uncomfortable when she's eating disordered and has body issues and she's seeing that? So I think Rinna's twisting it. So I'm going off of what Rinna's twisting it into, which is, I mean, I don't know. I see it as an important conversation and not really something to be brought up in a Housewives fight. But I don't know. It's not really a hill I need to die on, but it is a hill I would eat. Because I'm eating,
you know, it's a hill. It's a hill I would like to make an ass of myself on. That's for sure. I want to talk out of my ass to then die on that ass.
Well, that's what we do. It's like Deep Thoughts by Ronnie and Ben. Eating disorders, am I right?
Eating disorders. You know what it really comes from? Corn, the corn industry. It's too much control. Look what it's doing to our children.
Yeah, well, I've got a human sleeping bag around me, and it's called armor, okay? It's very soft armor. It'll be much harder to stab me. I mean, it'll be easier because I don't run as fast, but it'll be harder to get into my guts.
Yes. That being said, on our little Crappins Discord, there's like a food channel, and like over the weekend there was discussion of Malamars, which was pretty much started by me. And ever since then, all I think about are Malamars. All I want is a Malamar. I just want a Malamar so badly. So badly. So that's my eating disorder, is that I like obsess over things like Malamars.
I obsess over everything. Okay, you know what? This is not a Weight Watchers meeting. Let's just get to it. So Rinna is like not, she's like, do I scream at this bitch right now? Like, what do I do? She's not really sure what to do. And Garcelle's really keeping her calm. She's like, no, I'm not judging you. I'm just asking. And so Rinna goes, what I can't say, Garcelle.
is I am so proud of her for coming out, yes, in a public forum, yes, the way she has and talked,
yes, 100%. I'm not a perfect parent, and, you know, I'm proud of you as a mother, and all of us as mothers. And I was like, good ending, but you're still going to be in trouble for this for 5 seasons, okay?
I'm just saying, as someone who is a famous working actor, from one famous working actor to someone who's a little less famous than I am, I'm just expressing my concern. And I know I can do that because, again, I'm currently filming a movie with Eddie Murphy, who's a movie star, and you're doing something, I'm sure.
Listen, do you think those dancing videos that you do that aren't films with Eddie Murphy might have any effect on your children?
Sometimes I wonder, when I'm filming a movie with Eddie Murphy that's going to have wide release, if that's going to impact my sons, just the way your dancing videos on a limited platform might affect your daughters.
Limited platform. So now, Dorit, everyone decides to go home, and Dorit's like, another night in Rome, and there's still no resolve. It's like a dark clouds all around us. I was like, it's because you're sitting in front of wallpaper of dark clouds, Dorit.
And it's
like,
also
she's
raining.
Literally sitting in front of wallpaper made of dark clouds.
Like, her mood is informed by the decor.
Yeah.
I feel as fresh as an English daisy. I'm like, you're in a room with English daisies. Not even a real flower, but still, you're there.
All right. So it's the next day, and all the ladies are getting ready to go to Rome again.
And Teddy.
Teddy, just go down to the spa, Erica. Would you like to go with me?
Oh, sounds fine.
Yeah, how did Teddy make the spa sound bad? I just called down to the spa and they can give us treatments. I'm like, ew, what? You just made the spa terrible. Someone made a really great observation. And I think it was actually on that Discord. I'm not really trying to plug the Discord. I'm just trying to give, like, proper credit. But someone said, why is it that on New York, when we see Candace Luan on a treadmill in Mexico, you think, good for her. She's getting it. She looks great. Do it. Good for you, Lou. Getting it in there. And then when you see Teddy working out in Rome, you're like, fuck her.
Fuck
you. Of course she's working out in Rome. Of course. Fuck her. So I actually almost feel bad for Teddy because that's so unfair. And yet that's just our truth. Okay. We've got to be honest. It's an honest time.
That's it. So then Garcelle and Sutton are going to go to church. Sutton's like, I'm going to go to St. Peter's Mass. Would you like to come? Sounds exciting, Sutton.
Mr. Dolce arranged a viewing with a pigeon in the square.
And then Rinna is going to go. She FaceTimes Kyle, and Kyle's
in her new fedora.
In her fedora.
I don't know why
already.
That annoyed me. I was like, of course Kyle's going to put on her brand new fedora for the FaceTime.
Yes, eating croissants.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. And Rinna's like, can you go on Vespas? Are you still drunk? Kyle, you're in a fedora. You're eating a croissant. She's literally doing that through the whole scene. Like, she's throwing her head back. And
and the poor, like, and she's getting, like, room service during all of it. And so this poor guy brings in the room service. I can only imagine what he's thinking, this crazy lady on her chair. Like,
that's Buzz! Kyle! Kyle!
He's like,
and then
oh
she drops
God.
Her coffee all over the floor. And she's like, ah!
Then Teddy and Eric go down to the spa again, like ruining spa day for everyone. They're just there like, oh, let's make some uninteresting powder. Wow, the pregnant lady looks a lot better than I'm doing. Oh.
So Kyle and Dorit are in the lobby now, and why did you keep me out till 4 a.m, Kyle? And they're busted and hungover, but they're gonna, you know, go do this Vespa thing anyway. And yeah. Rinna isn't showing up. And so they're like, where's Rinna? Where is she? Where's Rinna?
Yeah. Rinna is in the lobby having coffee with Denise, and I am assuming a producer and their cell phone, because this is like a cell phone scene. At one point, they zoom in. They zoom in on Rinna, and it was like such a cell phone zoom, because it was like, boop, boop, boop. It's like all jerky.
Yeah. It's like...
I was expecting midway through for Rinna to have like little dog ears and a snout. Just start putting like facial effects on it.
Yeah, I guess they couldn't have cameras in there, so they're like, fuck it, let's just do it on our iPhone. Who cares?
Yeah, why not? So Rinna and Denise are sitting there, and Rinna's like, Rinna's like, I think that Denise is mad at me. I'm just getting that sense. Really, Rinna? Yeah, I'm just really getting that sense. And you know what? This is a friendship that's worth fighting for because I really like Denise. And we have so many years that we still have that I can drag her name through the mud. I really like her. I don't want to end it now.
She is so much like Ramona on this show, only in the fact that she says the most vile, she goes after someone really hard, you know, embarrasses them in front of everybody.
I don't think she says vile things, but she goes hard at them.
Well, she didn't say vile thing. Well, yeah,
she acts like
a fucking monster in front of everybody else. And then the next day she's like, you're mad? Why are you mad? What happened? Why can't we just be friends? I just don't get it.
Last night was a tough night. I'm sorry for that. It was tough. I know. I had a very uncomfortable cushion. It was tough.
You were literally the one making it tough. Yeah. It wasn't the night. It was you.
I know. That's what's so funny. Just the general gloss over. It was the night. Yeah. And Denise is like, yeah, well, the energy that you're projecting towards me is coming off like you're attacking me. And you're like, you're almost like interrogating me. And like, you're coming off as a mean friend. And I'm like, what the fuck? Why the fuck did you invite me here? Okay, I could have been home getting it in with Aaron's big dick and running away from pharma. You know what I'm saying?
Because I love you. And you're my friend. It's like, really? Because it doesn't come off that way. You see your friend upset, and, you know, if I saw you crying at the table, I'd say, guys, stop. Like, who does that, Rinna? Like, you just keep going and going. It's just so hurtful.
Well, what you said about Brandy about us, that's not cool. That's not cool, okay? That's not acceptable. What Brandy said about you, that's okay. That's okay. But what you said that Brandy said, that's not okay.
Unbelievable. She goes, well, it's true. And she goes, well, it's not cool. I just wrote, yeah, you fucking hypocrite. So we see a clip of it again. And Denise is like, well, you know, I said she said that about so many people. And Rinna's like, but when you said it's about somebody at this table, don't do that. Don't tit for tat it, okay? You tit for tatted it at me. You tit for tatted it at me at the table. Don't
and
do
there's
that.
A lot of tits and a lot of tats at that table, okay? So don't tit for tat.
Don't threesome for freesome me, okay? Don't you threesome for freesome me, young lady!
Like, okay, let's not do an eye for an eye or a coil for a coil! I just did a Ronnie DeRee.
Coil for a coil. Oh, yeah. Rinna has no legs to stand on. How dare you suggest
leg
that I
leg
slept with Brandy?
Leg for leg.
How dare you?
Denise is like, Lisa, stop attacking me. I had your back. I defended you with Kyle at my house when she kept telling you to fuck off. Remember that? And we get a flashback of Kyle being, you know what, Rinna? Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. You're a fucker. You're a fucker. She's not a fucker. You shut the fuck up, Kyle.
And so Rinna's like, well, you're mad at me. And I respect that.
She's like, I'm not mad, Kyle. I'm just hurt. That's it. I'm not mad. I'm hurt.
She's like, please. I don't want to hurt you, Denise. I don't want to hurt you, Denise. I just don't. I don't.
She's like, then please stop. Okay. Stop it then.
I will stop. I will stop. Were people doing cocaine in your bathroom? I can't help myself. I just have to ask that question.
And then Rinna, you got to hand it to her. She is a classic housewife in this sense, in that anytime somebody comes for her, she can just turn herself into the victim immediately. So
I know. I kind of was like, I loved it.
I know. It really is a good. That's why she's a good housewife. She does make classic exactly moves like this. Remember, which is now on every Housewives show ever. It's like, she's normalized the I don't remember to the point where it's now like a Housewives meme. You know, everybody says it and gets away with it. And this thing where she starts crying. Like, I just want to be a friend to you, Kyle. I just want to be a friend.
Yeah. I failed you. I failed you. Just as your own broken memory failed you about what Brandy said. I failed you.
I'm just trying to make it so that everyone gets along, and I just fucked it up even more. Darn it, I'm just me trying to help the downtrodden and the, you know, dropping a nickel on their eye on accident and blinding them. I mean, what do you want me to do? I'm a good person. I'm sorry for being such a good person, Denise.
I never said I was the best friend in the world, but give me some credit for trying. Give me some credit for trying.
So Denise is like, oh, Rinna, just be you. She is being her. That's the problem.
Do your food.
do your food. So Raina's like, you know, I should have come to you. I should have warned you. Even though you were on a plane and I couldn't get a hold of you, okay, I should have sent a text.
I should have found a small craft and flown up there and said, yeah, listen, Mr. Mario Luigi, you go and you write sky letters and you say, watch out, Denise. They're coming for you and saying you had a lesbian affair and called Erica Jade an ice cream and said, Teddy's riding on other people's coattails and do it all in clouds and she could have seen it from her plane. I should have done that.
I just don't like being so angry. You know, it's not like me. I just don't know what's going on with me. I just don't know what's going on, but it must be something so deep that you need to feel sorry for me right now. Forget that I did anything wrong in the first place. Because I'm a good person.
Is this my punishment for changing up my hairstyle a little bit this year? For a few episodes? You know, I was watching Sweet Charity. Shirley MacLaine hasn't changed her hair either, okay? She's a legend.
You stupid.
Hold on, true, Serena. I was watching it last night. When I was watching it, I was like, you know, Shirley MacLaine has the same hair as well. Like, it's Lisa Rinna and Shirley MacLaine are like the celebrities with the longest lasting hairstyle.
Yeah, I was actually looking because during the dinner last night, I was like, wow, that slicked back hair look. I think that's what Lisa wore in Chicago, which is competitive because Erica's in Chicago, but it's not. Mm-hmm. She actually had the Lisa Rinna hairdo in Chicago. I love that she even wore that hairdo in the musical Chicago.
Yeah, that slick back hair. I actually like the slick back hair on her. Remember when Caroline Manzo tried to do the slick back hair once?
Yeah, no.
No. So, okay. So Rinna's so basically like, yeah. I'm sorry. And she, you know, it was a decent apology because she at least said, like, I should have warned you, you know, which is the whole thing. And she's like, yeah. I'm sorry. She leaves out the whole yelling at you and accusing you of shit. But, you know, it was pretty good for a housewife's apology.
Yeah. And so, and Denise is like, she's like, I don't even know why the other women want me around. Just to destroy my family? Is that why? Just to destroy my family? I'm like, yes, you got it right. Yeah. There it is. There's the answer.
And she goes, you know what? I just hate to see you so sad, Rinna. We're going to go to church. You want to come with us?
I'd like that very much.
I'd like to go to church.
I'd like to church. Take me to church. Take me to church. And the da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da. And the da-da-da-da-da. Take me to church.
Are you sure it's okay with you if I go to church?
That's her crying laugh.
Yeah, watching her like agree to go to church was hilarious. It was like the most melodramatic, like, I want to go. I need to repent for my sins. I need to repent and gossip with Jesus.
So they kiss and make up and hug and promise to be better friends and stuff, which we know doesn't last because of the stuff that Lisa Rinna's been posting about Denise online, which has been hideous and horrible and gross. So we know that doesn't last, but it was a fun scene to watch.
Next up, a pigeon inspects a maple leaf. Kind of the highlight of the episode for me. I don't know if you saw that.
They love the fucking pigeons. Yeah, there was
a maple leaf in like a puddle, and a pigeon walks by. I was like, hey, and like stops and looks at it. It's like, never mind. It keeps going. I was like, that pigeon is me.
So now it's Vespa time. It's time for wacky Vespa time. Kyle and Dorit go ride little sidecars on a Vespa and just laugh the whole time because they have to wear hair nets. Yeah. Hilarious.
Kyle does
and
a
Kyle
lot of
just
her.
Cracks up and falls all over the place. Yeah. Trying to convince us that it's a really fun scene.
My headphones fell off. So now Erica and Teddy are at the spa. And let's reenact their exciting conversation.
All right. I'll be Erica.
So I'm going down to Laguna Beach for Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow. Well, Tom's daughter's a chef, so we go there and cook because there's food and we eat it on Thanksgiving.
Hi, I'm Teddy.
Mikey? Is anybody named Mikey call for me? All right, I'll just be over here in case Mikey calls, all right?
That was their spa day.
That was it.
So now that's, so it's like, church time and Rinna. Well, Rinna's. I mean, we're cutting back and forth, but Rinna's very happy because she feels like everything happens for a reason, and this whole blow up and everything was good because she really got to something with Denise. She finally got to something with Denise,
whatever,
so she's very happy.
So then Rinna is like, you know, I'm glad it worked out, girls. I need church more than anyone. I do, girls. I really need church, girls. And Garcelle's like, why do you say that? She's like, I just haven't been back to my true self for a while. Everyone,
I'm missing the true me. It's the true me. Where is she? Where's that little girl gone?
Where's that little girl? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to dress up like Robert Duvall and the Apostle and get into some water and just say, save me, Pope, whoever you are.
So they're going, they all tell us their, you know, their church histories. And Rinna, you know, some are Episcopalian, some are Catholic and all this. And Rinna's like, you know, I went to church with my parents and then they quit going to church. So I started going to church with the family down the street and they were Episcopalian, but then they moved. So I had to find another church to go, another family to go to church to. And they were Baptist. I mean, I went to church the whole time without my family.
And then they moved away. So I joined the Hasidic community. And I was upstairs with those women. And I said, I want to go downstairs with the men. So they kicked me out. So then I joined a cult. It's called Wild Wild West or whatever it's called. It was crazy. Big sex cult in Oregon. We had so much fun. Poisoned the locals. It was great.
You know, I was in Niven, but then they wanted to put a vagina tattoo on my forehead. I said, you're not messing with this hair, Niven.
Can I join Heaven's Gate? Oh, my God. And I was like, you know what? I'm not wearing Nike shoes. Good thing, right? So then I went to Waco.
I was in one where we all were supposed to drink Kool-Aid at the same time. I said, Jim, I don't have sugar. I'm not drinking sugar. So I threw it on the grass. Everyone died.
Everyone died. I was telling that story to David Koresh. I was like, don't drink any beverages that you haven't made yourself. And then I heard a noise outside. It was Janet Reno. I said, how are you, Janet? How are you? And I turned around. The entire compound was in flames. So on to the next one.
So they can't go into the church because, you know, it's like the Vatican. So there, apparently you have to get tickets to go to the Vatican, and no one got tickets. And Sutton's like, well, I'm not the one who planned this trip.
Yeah, I think that was a dig at the producers, right?
Rinna, because Rinna planned the trip. So I think she's like, well, she didn't get tickets for the church event that I planned for us to go to.
Now, I know the Pope, Mr. Pope. Mr. Pope and Mr. Dolce and I have frequently gone and gotten antipasti together. If you'd asked me, I would have gotten us into that Vatican, but no one asked me.
Only so, when I know who likes couture more than I do, the Pope.
We also learned that Harry Hamlin has a baby with Ursula Andress, or had a baby, which I had no idea about. Rinna's telling the story because as they're driving through Rome, she's like, you know, Harry spent 3 years here in Rome, which is why I think our house looks sort of Roman. You know, because they did, you know, he had a baby with Ursula Andress. They did Clash the Titans together. And Son goes, oh, I love that movie so much. I was like, what? The only person on earth who loves the old school Clash the Titans movie is Sutton, of all people.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, like janky animation.
You know, he was with Ursula Andress at the time, you know, the original Bond girl. No shade. No shade, just truth. And he said that she called him and said, Hattie, come to my room. And he did. At just 28 years old. Like a baby. And she got pregnant that night. First time.
And to this day, Nicolette Sheridan still does not talk to Ursula Andress.
Got her kicked off Desperate Housewives.
So, yeah. Also, one thing that was funny was that during the stupid, stupid Vespa scene, where they didn't even do anything interesting, they just basically got a ride, that Dorit, she goes, Finalmente, this is the part of my friendship with Coyle that I love so much, it almost compensates for some of the really shitty things she does. Which I was like, ooh, I love that. I love that she's still mad at Kyle. I was like, mad at her. I really like Dorit coming for Kyle.
Yeah, because that's Kyle. She's nice to you one-on-one, and then she's a shithead to you in public, you know?
Yeah.
So then Kyle and Dorit go to some little lounge, and they're still like, where's Rinna? Where's Rinna? Where is Lisa Rinna?
And Rinna shows up, fresh from waiting in line at the Vatican. She's like, hi, girls. Oh, my gosh, I am so sorry. Church Rinna's here for you. It's a new Rinna. It's a new Rinna. Oh, no. Old Rinna's back. Oh, no.
Girls, I had a little bit of a breakdown. I did. Because I saw Denise in the lobby, and I said, you know what? It was tough last night. It was tough. It was tough, girls. You know?
It was a rough night. She told me, you're not here for me. You're not being a good friend. And that got me.
got me.
That got me right in the empty church spot.
I just want to fix things, girls. And Carl's like, you know, I feel for Denise in this situation, but Rinna is just trying to get to the truth. So, you know, the truth that I put in her head that she has to question Denise about because I'm not, you know, woman enough to say anything about it. Okay.
So, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I love Carl's really good at acting so innocent as if she didn't set this entire fucking thing in motion. Kyle, exactly. It was filmed at your house.
It was filmed at your house. You're still mad. Kyle is, it's so obvious. Like, it's, I think the break, I feel like our podcast serves a very important purpose, which is to perpetually remind people that the roots of this entire fight go to Denise having an ice sculpture at her party and Kyle feeling a certain sort of way, calling her a ragamuffin, and then feeling bad that she called her ragamuffin. So now she has to villainize her the whole rest of the season. And of course, that also stems from earlier, the whole glam squad thing when Denise stood up for Dorit. So that's what this is all about. That's what this is all 100% about.
And it's also, you know, a lot of people are pointing out the salary negotiations and stuff. Denise supposedly got $4 million in a 4-year contract, which is pretty great. And so they're like, well, okay, Denise just gets to come on and be the most popular one for doing nothing. Like, what did she do last year except talk about dick?
She was herself.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's what she did.
That's what I say, too. Like, she's just herself and funny and great, you know, so fuck you guys. So anyway, but as far as we go, you know, not talking about that stuff. Yeah, it's like the same old fight. Kyle's evil. The end. So Kyle's like, well, you know, Rinna, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but the reason it started is because you were hearing that she wasn't being honest. And I mean, it just didn't come out of the blue. It came from me. So,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's the thing, by the way, and this is the payoff of like weeks and weeks of Kyle saying that Denise is not honest. She says one thing, but shit means another. She's not honest. Oh, like weeks of that gaslighting. And this is the payoff right now is for this moment. Right. So, you know, Rinna still, though, feels really bad because she felt like she was, she's a better friend. I haven't been a good friend, Kyle. So I'm just going to sit here and look really sad at the corner of this table. I'm a bad friend. Take me to church.
Be honest. And Carl's like, no, I just think, you know, when you get frustrated with people not telling the truth, you just get loud. That's all. Carl's such an ass. Yeah. And Rinna's like, you know, you can't force someone into doing something they're not ready to do. You just can't out people on national television. It's like, you guys don't even realize how vile you've been, you know? And later, we'll get to it later. Okay, so then we see all of Sutton's jewelry. Ooh.
Everyone's dressing up for dinner. We see Erica with Mikey, and she's like, pizza party. I'm like, it's a pizza party. Why are you dressed like Lady Bird Johnson right now? What's put on some jeans and a t-shirt.
Yeah, they still all get ridiculous. And Dorit calls home and FaceTimes Phoenix. Mm-hmm. And she's like, do you like my bow, little girl who keeps sneaking into the house and calling me mama? And she's like,
oh, yeah, mom, can I have the rest of my cake of papa?
And she's like, no, you can't have it till lunchtime. And she's like, but breakfast is lunch.
She's been around PK too long. So I also liked Sutton's gay.
Brulon dinner. It's just all babe. One thing.
Babe, it's just, it's Brulondina, babe.
Brulondina! The new dish at Book of the People!
So Sutton's gay does her makeup, and he goes, Gorge, get out of my face! And Kyle, I mean, you know, I've ranted about the ubiquity of these glam squads, and I will say, I am not a fan of all the glam squads, but that being said, watching what Kyle does up on her own, I'm like, maybe the glam squads deserve some sort of purpose. Yes. She comes out of this thing looking like a 1992 Lands End catalog. Her bangs are like it's like they're waving at us. Her hair is like out. She's wearing these like big brown sort of like early 90s jackets. I mean, just like, Kyle, why is Connie Celica your fashion icon right now?
Yes, but you know what? You should use crutches if you need them. That's, I think, the point.
You know, I think that's what we've learned.
Yes. So then they're all in the vans to go to their pizza party night, and Dorit has hatched her new plan, which is my favorite thing to ever happen.
Guys!
The room is ready at Book of the Pippa. I thought we could have Teddy's bridal shower there.
Yes, Teddy has to have her bridal shower at fucking Book of the Pippa.
I know. That is like the most hilarious outcome of all this. And Sutton's like, Buddha to Becco. Becco. Boris Becker, what? I just haven't heard of this restaurant. I mean, is that like Olive Garden? I just haven't heard of this poor person place. Oh. And by the way, fuck Kyle. Kyle was supposed to be organizing this baby shower from the first episode. From the first episode, Kyle's like, oh yeah, by the way, I've got to do your baby shower. And now here we are, like, episodes and episodes later, she still hasn't done anything, and Dorit basically has to take over and do it. Like, what a fucking bad friend.
So funny. Such Teddy karma. So,
Who could a baby? Who could a baby shower?
Baby to Peppa.
Yeah. And Dorit's like, she's like, guys, I want you all to keep it very, very quiet because I want it to be secret, guys. I'm like, yeah, I don't think anyone's going to be like actually broadcasting. Oh, sorry, I'm going to Buka de Beppo today for Teddy Mellencamp's baby shower. That is like the last thing anyone wants advertised on any platform. To any
I would
person.
Actually love an entire episode just dedicated to those ladies trying to get out of that parking lot and find where the entrance of Buka de Beppo is, because it's not an easy feat.
Yeah. That being said, I would love some Buka de Beppo right now. I would love it.
So, in the other van, Denise is like, ah, we went to the Vatican today. That was fucking fun. And she's like, you know, she tells us, I've had a chance to really think about things, and I'm taking control tonight because I've had it. So I'm going to say my piece, and at least they know how I feel. Like, uh-oh, you're doing the classic, I'm going to fight too hard. At the wrong time thing.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Let me tell you something. Okay, spoiler alert. It's going to be a lot of bravo, bravo, fucking bravo, if you know what I'm saying. All right?
So
the women, they come into this restaurant. It's like, they are so dressed up. They are like glammed out. They all have looks, okay? They all have looks. And there's like a freaking like Pepsi cooler in the background. I'm like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, it's like a little pizza parlor.
It's a pizza parlor. Like, yeah. The guy, like the waiters all have just, like, red polo shirts on with, like, various logos. And there's, like, everyone else there is, like, in sweatpants. And they're, like, so dressed up for pizza.
Yes. So, and then, of course, there's such Americans, too. There's so many carbs here. Yeah. It's Italy.
It's Italy. Yeah, Garcelle's like, it's Italy. And then, of course, Teddy's like, well, I kind of ate a later lunch, so I'm okay for now. I'm not going to order. I'm like, you are in Italy. You're at a pizza place in Italy, and you're not going to order, Teddy? I mean,
that's Teddy.
The most joyless
with Teddy.
Housewife of all time.
So Teddy is like, I got to go to the restroom. That's Teddy's big plot for the night. I got to go to the restroom. So she leaves. And then Denise and Garcelle are still waiting for the other girls. And Denise is like, where are they? And Garcelle's like, why do you care? Who cares? Let's just drink. She goes, I want to fucking prepare. That's why. And she's got like a whole big loaf of bread. She's like, yeah.
Carbo-loading, okay? Erica has some big news, though.
What is it?
I had a ham and cheese sandwich.
I love a kid's menu, huh? It's what Tom ordered off of it for me on a first date, and it just seems the most romantic thing to order off of every time I go out.
So anyway, the rest of the gang arrives, Kyle in all her like brown tan glory, and Dorit starts telling everyone about the Vespas, and she's like, oh, Kyle and I had the best time. I laughed so hard I did 1,000 sit-ups, which is good because I'll need that exercise in advance of all the pasta I'm going to be having in Buca de Beppo opening soon.
And Garcelle goes, that's a good story.
Reminds me of the story of when I was hanging out with Eddie Murphy, who's a movie star. There wasn't anything more than that. Just that. Just one of them.
So Denise is like, all right, you know what? I want to have a toast. I just want to say, Rena, thanks so much for having...
Oh, excuse me. I can't have a toast. I can't have a toast. Hi, I'm Teddy.
Okay. Yeah, hi. Teddy is, I mean, talk about a dark... She is literally dressed like the Undertaker, okay?
Like if the Undertaker had a sundae. Because she's wearing like an Undertaker, but it's a sun hat.
Yeah, it's like the Undertaker decided to go on holiday, and this is like the Undertaker's casual look. She's like, I'm trying to find Kane.
Who interrupts a toast to say, I can't toast?
I know, Teddy. You can toast, actually. Hold up something.
I can't toast.
So Denise is like, all right, to, you know, to kiss, to pucker, to rent a, I wouldn't fuck her. Am I right? All right, guys. I just wanted to say, I'm so glad you and I got to talk, Lisa, you know, when you apologized for being a total fucking bitch to me. And, you know, I know you're an advocate of being truthful and honest. So, you know, I just want to say there's so much judgment in this group. And every single dinner, I'm on the receiving end of being attacked. And that's not fucking cool. I'm going to tell you the same thing I told Mrs. NyQuil. Stop trying to get down my throat, bitch, or I'm going to cut you. All right?
And when she says there's so much drama, so much judgment, they do like an extreme close-up. I'm like, Kyle, then Teddy, and then Erica getting to him. Pigeon. Pigeon.
Teddy's jaw drops. Like, and Kyle's just doing her lizard lip things where she's like... Seeing if her lips are still there.
Pigeons and lizards. Pigeons, lizards, and an Undertaker. And you know what? My husband didn't want me to go on this trip. Okay, he had a feeling. He said, if you go there, you got to be careful because Rome is where Big Pharma started. And he was right, okay? And you kept asking me to be honest and honest. And I was being honest and no one believed me, okay? Well, guess what? I put my hand into a radiator and I got good energy off of it. And I'm here to tell you some truth, okay?
And Carol says, well, when things are brought up and into the open, we have to talk about it. She goes, no, we do not, Kyle. And Teddy's like, she said to us the night before, like, I'm done talking about this. And then she comes into the dinner with a perfectly prepared speech. Like, what else are you going to do to make us look bad and you look like the victim? Teddy, you do look bad and she is the victim. Would you just stop talking? Stop. Stop cutting to Teddy in these. Teddy has nothing to
have
do
a meatball.
With anything.
Have a meatball, okay? Enjoy your life a little bit. So so Denise is like, you know what? It's okay. You know, it's okay to have fun. It's okay to have fun. And Kyle's like, well, that's what we were supposed to be doing tonight. And now Kyle's like all like, Kyle's upset because tonight was the night that Kyle wanted to have fun. And the other nights were the nights where she wanted to make Denise's life hell. And Denise is like, no, tonight is not the night for Kyle to have fun. Tonight's the night for you to have some, you know, tension in your life.
Yeah, and I like this with Denise. She's like, hold on, I'm going to say this. This has probably been the worst trip I've ever been on in my life, and I was married to Charlie fucking Sheen, all right? And that's the truth. I don't deserve this, and you know that. And she's like, well, who do you feel attacked by? Me? Because I haven't attacked you. She goes, oh, please.
So Kyle.
It is.
So Kyle.
I love
that
Denise
calls
her out on it. It's the first time ever that someone's called Kyle out on this. She goes, you haven't attacked me. You dragged Brandy and everyone else in front of me, in front of fucking cameras, lady. Like, seriously?
Yeah, and of course Kyle's the one who orchestrates a scene with Brandy. Kyle has been like chipping at Denise all season, orchestrates a scene with Brandy, then of course has Teddy there knowing that Teddy will not be able to help herself, so this whole thing explodes. And then Kyle gets to sit there and be like, I didn't do anything. And in fact, she probably, if you give it another minute, she probably would have cited the fact that first night where she said, I actually stood up for you, you know, where she was like, I mean, look what Denise is going through, Dorit. So yeah. That is so classic. And it's basically also implicitly saying, like, leaving Teddy out to dry.
Yes.
Hang out to dry.
Yes, again. And not only did she bring her on camera once, she brought her to the party so this whole thing would come out. And Brandy got too drunk to fucking go through with it. So she had to do another scene pretending she cared about Teddy's fucking bridal shower to get her to do it again.
Yeah, and we're going to see on next week's episode that Brandy looks like Brandy's going to be at Teddy's bridal baby shower.
Yes,
which is
course.
Also hilarious because Teddy doesn't know Brandy at all. She said so a million times on this trip. Like, I don't know Brandy. So anyway, Denise is like, well, I guess it's, you know what? The God's honest truth. It started to feel like it was Mean Girls.
What? Mean Girls.
How dare you?
What?
How dare you? Not Mean Girls.
And then Erica, who this isn't even really about Erica, which... You know, this is when Erica makes me crazy, because she gets so pissed off at things that aren't even about her. Like, the things that are about her, she doesn't get that pissed. But this isn't even about Erica, and she's like,
well, Mean Girls mean standing up and saying what you feel and not backing down from that, then I'm a mean girl to the day I fucking die. I'm like, okay, Erica.
All right.
You know, Erica's like burning, down. You know. Erica's like leading a protest. Like, okay, Erica, this is not the time.
So then, so Teddy's like, I'm glad you shared how you felt, but also calling a group of women mean girls when you're saying you're not judgmental is like sort of shady. Hi, I'm Teddy, and I'm dressed like The Undertaker.
She goes, well, that's my experience. I'm being honest. I love Teddy. Teddy can say whatever she wants, but then she's like, how dare you say something like that to us? Mean girls? Why, you're bringing down women everywhere, ma'am. Everywhere.
I know. Yeah, because Denise is like, I'm just being brutally honest. You guys keep bombarding me. That's not fucking cool. Which is, I think, the clearest crystallization. That's the clearest thing to say. It's like, you guys keep coming for me. That's not cool. Okay, we're in Rome. I'm trying to enjoy myself.
So then Rinna
finds this hilarious angle. She goes, I mean, this group of women, okay, we say things, we get it all out there, but like, this group of women was horribly bullied last year because we were called the Mean Girls of Beverly Hills. It's a cop-out. It's too easy to say that. It's a cop-out. We were bullied by America.
We've been bullied by America. You were the fucking Mean Girls of last year. Oh my God.
You railroaded.
And you're trying to do the exact same thing you did last year, this year. And sorry, but people have TVs, including people on this show, and they see your stupid, shitty ways, okay? You're not going to get away with it, jerk.
That being said, yesterday I was on social media and I wound up on Pandora's Instagram, Pandora Todd, and gosh, I do worry about Lisa Vanderpump's post Bravo life because they did a thing. Pandy was like, oh, I just recorded this fun thing with my mom. We decided to film a very silly show, and they made like a little 15-minute IGTV thing called like a very silly cooking show, and it was basically the two there was nothing silly about it. It was the two of them making like bruschetta with mushrooms, and so they're like in Lisa Vanderpump's kitchen, and Lisa of course takes over because she's the star, and Pandy's just on the side like cutting mushrooms, and she's like, one thing that I like to do is cut mushrooms. Yes, Pandy. Anyway, mushrooms, aren't they wonderful? I'm just going to turn on the oven. Apparently, it's the only thing I can turn on in this household, according to Tom. Oh, not Tom. And it's just like, and they're spaced like really far apart. And so I guess they're socially distancing, even though they're in the same household. And so it's just like this, it's as Vanderpumpy as you can imagine, just like pink everything and just making a little like crostini with mushroom and goat cheese on it and everything. And I just love the fact that Pandora was like, oh, what a silly cooking show. What a silly, silly cooking show.
God.
I was like, oh no. Oh, this does not bode well for
Glad Van I Pumpster. Missed it. Jeez.
It looked delicious though.
Oh. So let's see, where are we here? Denise is like, you know, all right, I gotta go now. I've said everything I gotta say. Bye, stupids. She just gets up. Like, well, first Garcelle gets up, and no one knows why. Garcelle's like, you know what? I want to hear you out, Dorit, because you're about to say some stupid cockamamie thing, but I really just gotta, I'll be back. I've gotta go. Like, what happened to her?
I would rather stand in Roman sleet then listen to this anymore.
I'm
so,
gonna go find a
me.
Fence and just stare through it. All right, I'll be back shortly.
I'm gonna throw pebbles at poor Romans. Excuse me. So she just leaves, and then Kyle goes, what's up with the dramatic exit? As if Kyle didn't go running out of Denise's party earlier this season crying. Okay.
Yes.
Dramatic
so
exit.
Then Denise is like, yeah, I'm gonna go too. Fuck you guys. Bye, suckers. So she leaves. And then Kyle's like, oh my God, just because someone doesn't agree with you doesn't mean they're attacking you. Kyle, it's not agreeing with her or not. It's all the shit you're doing to her off camera, you fucking monster. So everyone's furious now that these ladies have left. They're furious. Like, how dare they leave a shooting? How dare they?
Yeah, and Erica's like, well, I don't think we'd be in this situation if Denise hadn't left so many times in the middle of conversations.
I mean, says Erica, who has been the queen of shutting down so many conversations about her and when things get too close for her, and she's, like, managed really her life very well away from the cameras, you know?
Yeah, like last year on their vacation when Teddy's like, you know what? I really don't appreciate, like, whatever the fuck Teddy was going on about last year. And Erica's like, oh, you know what? You're not going to come for me, honey. I'm going to bed. She just went to bed. Please, all of you.
It's true. Everyone, I mean, the point is this, is that we're not the only people who've taken the Hippocratic Oath, okay?
Yes, we're not the only professional Hippocrats.
Yeah, so Denise goes outside, she sees Garcelle, and Garcelle's crying, and she just is like, you know, she misses her family, she misses her kids. She's basically like, why did I come on this stupid trip to watch these people fight over and over again when I could have been with my kids, who at least they're doing some stupid shit too, but at least I can be at home while they're doing it, you know?
Yeah, so Garcelle's like, all right, I guess I'm going to go back in. And Denise is like, yeah, fuck them. So she leaves. And the producer comes up to Denise, and he's like, Denise, let me just say something. You going back home is a big mistake, Denise. It is huge. And she just goes, she speaks for America. She just goes, well, you know what? They're assholes.
Okay? Yeah. He's like, you can't make a big speech like that and not hear everyone else's opinion. Also, we're paying you like $1 million, so go back in there.
He's like, come on, let's just see what we can do about this. Let's all figure out how we can move past this. She's like, oh, Jesus Christ, fine.
Yeah, she's like, fine. So inside, Teddy is like, you know, I was willing to be kind of cool about it, but tonight she calls us mean girls. I'm like, oh, gosh, Teddy, please.
Oh, you were willing to, Teddy? Oh, you were willing to? Wow, what a good person.
So Denise is like, fine. Okay, I'm back. And Erica's like, well, thank you for coming back. Thank you. And Dorit's like, yay. This is like when PK stopped eating potato chips for a week. Yay.
So Carl's like, you know what? I would like there to be resolve because it's more fun laughing. Obviously, you know, we do have fun together, girls. And she goes, yeah, I know. I've experienced that. And so they agree.
She goes like, you know, but it doesn't always feel that way that you want to have fun. It doesn't always feel that way. And Garcelle, I don't know if you know, so Garcelle just grabbed her arm like, just stop. We're both too famous to deal with this.
Yes. Just stop. Like you said, you've had your moment. Please, for the Denise. Night, okay.
We are movie stars. We are TV stars. It was just sort of like, it's not worth it anymore. Who cares?
Yeah. So Rena's like, you know what? I think it's just best if we don't call each other names. Oh. So now being called mean girls. Now you're the big victim because she said mean girls. Come on, you guys. So then Denise goes, I didn't call you that. I just said it feels like that. She goes, I understand. But today I was in church and Jesus told me, I love your jacket. And I said, yeah, thank you, Jesus. And then the Pope just looked at me and I thought, you know what? As a group, we should not call each other names. Okay. I understand how you feel. Okay. Trust me. Trust you. Know me. I know you. Trust me.
I just want transparency. That's why when I finally barged my way in to St. Peter's, I looked at the Pope and I said, let's talk about your arrest.
So then they get food delivered, which just, I mean, it's like my house. Everyone's like suddenly happy. Everything's fine, you know.
Pizza fixes everything.
Yes. And Rena, who's obviously obsessed with Drag Race lately, is like, I've never had pizza like that, Penny!
So then it's like back to the crazy questions from the other night. Like, where's the most embarrassing place you had sex? And Denise is like, well, I just moved to San Diego and I went down to Tijuana and there was a donkey show. No, I wasn't part of it. But the person who ran it, his house caught on fire, but we still had sex in it before we got third degree burns. It was so weird.
And Erica's like, oh yeah, at home with Tom.
Like, it's terrifying. Okay, what's the craziest place? What's the craziest place you ever had sex? Okay. Erica's like, a hospital. Okay, I'm going to tell a really confusing story, all right? So I had a massive head injury when I was 16.
You don't say.
Right after all my limbs got torn off and they had to be sewn back on. Did I never tell you about that? Okay. So I had this massive head injury and my boyfriend would just sit there and his dad was a doctor at the hospital. And his grandfather actually used to make cinder blocks, and his grandmother, she used to sew things to put around the cinder blocks to keep them warm. So anyway, she was sitting there,
And I was like, why is she sitting there? So we had sex. Oh, no, not me and the grandma. Me and my boyfriend.
This story was really weird. Okay, her boyfriend's dad was the head of cardiology, so he came to the head trauma unit to sit there and stare at you. And it sounded like she was going to say she fucked the dad. I think Erica mixed her story at the last second. I think she just came in with a last minute edit. Because then she's like, oh, yeah, then we had sex. It wasn't with the dad. It's like, okay, backpedal.
I fell off the stage at Shakers. I got a massive head injury, and just goes from there. I mean, I'm basically the story of Sweet Charity, if you really think about it.
So Kyle is like, oh, at a private event with 10 people at the table.
Of course. She somehow manages to like brag and like about whether her thing. Well, I was at a black tie. I'm doing red up. Like, I was at a black tie affair, like a private table that cost a lot to sit at, and we had sex at it.
Carol's such trash. Like everybody else's stories, I'm like, oh, how fun. On a plane, in church, in the hospital. That's so fun. And Carol's like, at a dinner table.
A black tie event. Son's like, well, I would rather, I don't want to talk about the craziest place. I want to talk, can I say the most romantic place that I had it? It's sort of crazy if you think about it. Can I say? I was in Avignon, France, and we had just come back from a caviar tasting at Mr. Dolce's compound in Provence, and we were in sleeping bags, and it was a campground, and there were little French snails all around with little barrettes, and I said, let's have sex, and he said, maybe next time. I said, okay, and that was the craziest place we almost had sex.
They're like, you're lame. So Rain is like, okay, my moment. Okay. I was in a station wagon, but I was in there with my best friend, and we both had our boyfriends, and we both had sex with our boyfriends right next to each other. And then I unrolled the window to get some air, and someone passed by me. She looked a lot like Denise, and she mom-shamed me. She mom-shamed me right there while I was having sex. It was terrible. It was the worst time of my life. She called me a mean girl. I'm never going to forget it. It was crazy.
I'll never be able to listen to Whitesnake again. So Denise is like, well, what about you, Denise? She's like, yeah, it was a church parking lot. Yeah. Over there, St. Pete's, yeah, today. Aaron's in town. I said, Aaron, you better get here because I'm horny and these women are driving me nuts. Let's have sex in St. Peter's Square.
The fucking Vatican, that's where.
That's where I had sex, okay? Sistine Chapel, all right?
Oh, so Rena's like, this is proof that we can forgive. Okay. All so, right. Garcelle.
Or that pizza solves everything.
Yeah, that's the real proof. So, Garcelle's like, all right, well, tonight we're just going to drop everything that's negative, right? And so they all agree to move forward, and they're laughing, and everything's solved for the season. I'm so excited.
We're going to move forward. And we're going to move forward, and we're not going to stay in this quagmire of rumors from Brandy Glanville. Next week.
Brandy, let's bring Brandy back on.
Listen, I sucked on her fucking pussy!
Really?
Oh, gosh. I'm enjoying this season quite a bit. As angry as I am, I'm never happier than when I'm this angry.
I get angry, but it's also really so funny. It's nice to laugh so hard. I mean, we just talked for an hour and 20 minutes about this stupid 40-minute show.
Absolutely, because if you're not getting angry, you're not living. And I think that, like, we've had some Bravo shows where you don't feel anything, and that so sucks. That sucks. I think you have to either be like totally laughing, having a great time, or you're just like riled up about something. Because if you're not feeling anything, why are you watching?
No one wants a middle of the road show, guys. Okay, love it or hate it, but do one of the two.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for being with us. We will be back tomorrow with Real Housewives of New York City. And this week's bonus episode is about Big Brother.
Big Brother.
We're also on video this week today. And then for Real Housewives of New York. So get those and all of our videos over at Crappens on Demand on our Patreon. Okay?
You can watch my headphones fall off my head about 5 different times during this recap.
Yes. Go get your masks over at crappensmerch.com. And we'll talk to you next time.
Yep. Bye. Bye, everyone. We'll be right back.
Sometimes we don't appreciate the little things until they're taken away, like a walk. Not for any reason, not to any destination. We will take back the streets where we live, where we love. In Italy, we call this La Passeggiata, and we welcome the day when we'll walk again. Walk together with us, Peroni, Italia. Enjoy Peroni responsibly. Visit drinkaware.co.uk.